Good morning to you. I know we're talking about, you know, the best part of £1 billion of investment in these services. And I've got to say, while some people, a lot of people will say, great, you know, it's really good that this investment is going in, the rest of the population may say, well, why, as it says in one of the papers this morning, are we still having to wait 3 weeks to see a GP?
Well, of course, we need investments across the board, the NHS, and that's what we plan to do. Today's news is of £1 billion of capital projects, building projects, essentially, for more mental health services, also a new children's hospital in Cambridge that'll give cutting-edge, world-class care to sick children, and also improvements to A&Es around the country, because there's obviously pressures on A&Es, especially over the winter. Now, there's the need too for more GPs. That's less about the capital improvement and the buildings. It's more about getting the people, and we've got a record number of GPs in training. So right across the board, we know that there's improvements needed in the NHS, and we plan to deliver on that. We've got a long-term plan that we're currently writing with the NHS leaders themselves.
But that long-term plan is based, isn't it? I mean, I know it's all funded through the budget, but it's based on £20.5 billion extra going in every year by 2023-24. That's based on not paying to be in Europe. Well, as things currently stand, there's a possibility we may still be in the EU, isn't there?
Well, that money is guaranteed in all Brexit scenarios. It's the decision of the government that the NHS is our number one spending priority. I mean, that reflects both the needs of the service and also the wishes of most people. Now, of course, the best way to both deliver on the vote in the referendum and also to ensure that our economy stays strong and we stay economically close to Europe is to support the Prime Minister's deal. And this is one of the arguments I'm making ahead of the vote on Tuesday, is that both a no-deal scenario has difficulties and won't be good for the economy, but also we've got to deliver on the vote in the referendum, and therefore the best thing to do is to vote for the Prime Minister's deal.
Whilst we're still conflating the two issues, well, everything was conflated with Brexit, can I ask you about the Green Paper on social care that was due to be published before Christmas? And obviously social care is a hugely important issue. With everything that's going on before Brexit, you're not actually going to be able to get that out, are you?
Well, that work's going on. In fact, it's very mature, very well advanced. This Green Paper has been a long time in the coming, and I want to make sure that the details are right and that we get the and that when we publish it gets the attention and we can have the debate that it deserves. And as you say, there's an awful lot going on in Parliament at the moment, so there's a bit of a pressure on parliamentary time. So we'll see whether we can get it out as we said we would before the end of the year or whether it needs to slip into early January. In a way, what matters most is that we have a long-term solution, again, to the social care challenges. These are challenges that haven't grown up overnight. This has been debated for 20 or 30 years, how we put social care on a sustainable footing. I'm confident that when the paper is published, it'll show that we can make some real progress towards that. It has to be done on a broad, consultative, broadly consensus basis, because these sorts of problems, like with the funding of social care, a bit like the funding of pensions, are best done when all parties come together for an agreement. And so that's the basis that we're working on it.
In terms of Tuesday then and the Brexit vote, is there any point, I mean, in all honesty, of ploughing ahead knowing you're heading towards a massive defeat rather than actually taking a step back and seeing what can be changed or whether there can be any renegotiations? Graham Brady, chair of the 1922, so Graham says, you know, why plough ahead if you know you're going to be defeated?
Well, the Downing Street have been very clear that they are holding the vote on Tuesday. We've already started the debate that runs towards that. And what I'd say is that if you listen to that debate, it's increasingly clear that the best option is to vote for the deal. I think that's what should happen on Tuesday night. I think everybody should vote for the deal because it's in the national interest. It's the best way forward.
Well, yes, well, yeah, I mean, that's your opinion from listening to the debate. If you actually clock up the figures of who says what, you know, when people make their voting intentions clear, it's actually stacking up against you, isn't it? Isn't that what the Prime Minister was told last night at the meeting of ministers that you attended?
I didn't see the Prime Minister yesterday, so I don't know what meeting you're talking about. But what I do know is what I think is the best way forward through this great debate. You know, there's not another option that commands the majority of the House of Commons, and more importantly, there isn't another option that's better. You know, a second referendum would be divisive. Can you imagine, given the divisiveness first time round, if we then went back to people? But it wouldn't be decisive because we said that this should be the only referendum and there wouldn't be a second one. And, you know, people like me who voted Remain, I accept the result because in advance I said everybody should accept the result of this referendum. And then, you know, the other alternative, if the Commons passes nothing, will be to go out with no deal at all. And I think that is extremely difficult and not good for the economy and would have some very serious repercussions. And so we should vote for the deal because that's the best thing on the table.
Yeah, OK, let's... The problem is with this, and it is hugely confusing. I mean, you know that, and you're involved in the discussions to the sort of nth degree when it comes to all these sort of things. For most of us, it's all a huge confusing mess. And what people want to know is when it looks like, when the sums say the Prime Minister, the government is going to lose this on Tuesday and lose it pretty substantially, maybe by up to 200 votes, then people want to know what's Plan B. What is anyone gearing towards? What will happen next? Are we looking at renegotiating? Are we looking at no deal? Are we looking at a general election even, which is being talked about here? What is the next step if this doesn't go through on Tuesday?
Well, you know, a general election, I think, would be terrible in this current circumstances when we're leaving the European Union at the end of March. And we need to deliver on the commitment in the referendum. And so you asked me about all the other options, and I tell you this from the bottom of my heart, this is the best option on the table. It's the right thing to do. And so I don't think that we should be talking about Plan B. We should be persuading everybody with all of the powers of persuasion at our disposal that this plan is the best thing to vote for and to do because it then delivers on Brexit. Then we can get on with it. And all the things we were talking about in the
and a lot of people believe that, which is fair enough. But the reality is it's going to take a minor miracle to get this through on Tuesday. So people therefore want to know what is going to happen.
Well, you're prejudging it. I'm not. I want to get on with the deal, land it, and then we can get on with all the brilliant things that this country can do. You know, we were talking about improving the health service. We can get on with that. We can concentrate on making sure we provide more and better paid jobs. We can get on with all the housing reforms that we want so people can afford a home in the way that they need to. There's the cutting-edge research agenda. We could be the global leaders in new research, in artificial intelligence, in genomics. So this week, we passed 100,000 genomes sequenced. And that's a revolutionary technology. There's amazing things that are on the horizon that we can grasp. And what we need to do is back the deal, settle this Brexit issue, and then get on with it.